This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The exploration of what's going on in the world conversationally. This is the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. You may not recognize my handsome voice because it's hiding behind the creepy crawly creature in my throat. Jennifer Horn is here. She sounds fab, as does Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We are on your side at the controls of the thought process that goes on when people say, huh, to stories. Well, these are a couple of things from the Bad Vlad page. First one, Theresa May calling out Bad Vlad, accusing him of meddling in elections and committing cyber espionage. She was talking in London.
Anybody feel like we're in a bad Scooby-Doo movie all the time? Like, it's just going on way too long with all the talk of meddling.
Yeah.
When was the last time we've heard that word other than in a Scooby-Doo flick?
Yeah. Meddling.
Yeah.
Well,
Spain's the latest one now.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. The Spanish government says that the Russians and the Venezuelan group that promoted the independence and, what is it, Catalonia.
Catalonia,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is an island, isn't it, off the coast of Spain?
No, it's a region of Spain.
Oh, isn't that? I thought it was off the coast for some reason. I don't know. Oh, you know what? I'm confusing it with the island off the coast of Italy, which is Catalonia. Catalonia? What's the island where all the...
You were there. I don't know.
No, but I was in southern Italy. I was in northern Italy. Anyway, not important to the story. So the Russians have said no. Didn't they say, because Trump asked him, and he denied it. Putin said, no, we wouldn't do anything like that. So what more proof do we need? Putin said no. Come on.
He's so trustworthy.
Yeah. What's the big deal here? All right, so what's
your opinion? I mean, how could you not believe a guy with a smile like that?
All right, exactly. Looks so handsome on a horse. So, Jennifer, your take on this? You always have a very interesting take on Putin.
I think that he and his country like to screw around with people's political system. And I don't think it's because he wants an outcome of any kind, but I think that he wants the country to be in turmoil and look at what's going on with our country. I don't know that buying some Facebook ads and doing things, it's just a hint of the fact that he tried to meddle, if we were going to use that word, in our election in 2016. It set the political world on fire and created even more division in what was already a very divisive political landscape. So mission accomplished for Putin, because we'd all rather somehow he escapes. I mean, obviously people are scrutinizing his practices, but
like
he escapes while the rest of us sit and throw mud at each other.
Yeah, he's got Teflon. Remember what they used to say about, was it Ronald Reagan and then Clinton? I think both were supposedly the Teflon dons or darlings of our political, and he's the same political.
I've never seen a country where we've taken out a special counsel to try to find proof of Russian collusion with the campaign, and then the other party that's not getting that's the subject of the investigation then wants to go after the party who initiated it, because it's all political and it's all a waste of taxpayer money, and it really has nothing that will come out of it that is positive for our nation at the end of the day. But it's all about political mudslinging, and there's really no, it's all about people saying they want to seek truth, but that's not happening. Nobody's seeking truth. They want to seek the gotcha that will get Hillary or it'll get Donald, and that's just how it goes. And it's too bad. It's too bad we're there.
So let's go to the next gotcha sort of reality. Rand Paul said there was no justification. He was interviewed, I think, a day or two ago after he'd been in the hospital for 10 days, had six ribs broken. He had to struggle to breathe and to talk, and he said, quote, from my perspective, I'm not really too concerned about what someone's motive is. I'm just concerned that I was attacked from the back and somebody broke my ribs and gave me a damaged lung. and I have trouble speaking and breathing, and I've been hurting for a couple of weeks. So, what is anybody getting to the bottom of this? I've heard all kinds of speculative stuff, one way or another, about this guy's relationship to the doctor, the gated community. Does anybody know any more than they did the day after this thing happened? I haven't seen anything.
I haven't heard anything new. No. The guy pleaded not guilty, right?
Yeah.
He pleaded not guilty, and it was supposed to be about leaves, but then a lot of the neighbors who said, well, yeah, they've had this long-standing dispute about leaves. Other neighbors have said, no, Rand Paul is a meticulous groundsman. I guess there's no real issue here that it was maybe politically motivated. This guy had a Facebook page that had a lot of anti-Trump stuff on it, and it was taken down suspiciously, I guess, right after the attack. So I don't know. I mean,
what does that lead you to believe? Who took it down?
I'm suggesting that the neighbor himself, Rene Boucher, took it down. I think it seems unlikely that someone would attack someone from behind. I mean, sure, we all get into maybe some sparring matches with our neighbors verbally, but I think it's highly unlikely that you're so ticked about grass clippings that you go up and attack a guy to the point that his ribs are broken, six of them. I mean, he could have killed him. If those ribs had lodged into something, very lucky that Rand Paul
punctured both of his lungs. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yep.
Well, I mean, this guy's an anesthesiologist. I can't imagine that his career isn't over. I mean, who wants this kind of a hothead, you know, with literally controlling your life or death situation in surgery?
Yeah.
And what other surgeon would want to work with him? I mean, if this is kind of like a hair trigger response, and this is what you do to your neighbor, well, I mean, it's crazy. He's obviously got some, I don't know, mental imbalance or something.
All right. Speaking of careers being over. The story of this Texas assistant district attorney. Remember, she was it last Friday, Jody Warner lost it when her driver asked her to get out of the car. She was drunk and apparently really being very, and he recorded it, pretty outrageous when it came to him. She used all kinds of just really gross analogies to the ride, and anyway, I thought it was very interesting because she was a political figure of sorts, and we're always taken back. If this happens to a guy or some drunk guy gets into a cab, we don't think about it. But when a woman gets into a cab and she's this drunk, it gets a lot of attention. Is that sexist?
I don't know that that's necessarily true either. I feel like if a male politician got in the back of a car and was super drunk and said a lot of mean stuff, that we would pay attention to that.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm suggesting the opposite, Kara, that maybe I didn't say it right. That under the circumstances, do these things happen equally? I don't remember, I mean, I remember reading about these things, but I don't remember there being quite as much focus on it, and maybe it's because this woman is a politician, or I guess the assistant district attorney would be a politician, right? She got fired, and she says her career is over. So what leads maybe the better question here in a universal sense is, why do people so lose control of themselves to the extent that they do something stupid like this, especially someone who's in the public eye?
I don't know. I guess she must have had a bad day or something, because most people I know, like, there are plenty of people who get drunk and get a, you know, ride in an Uber or something from them and, you know, just take a little nap or hang out with friends or, like, sit there looking at their phone. Like, most people don't have outbursts like this. So I don't really know. I don't think it's the drinking that causes that. I think it's, I don't know, people are already crazy or having a bad day or looking for a reason to quit their job in the first place.
What's that song?
Like that.
And you've had a bad day, but...
Yeah, I guess.
All right, here's a guy who's having a bad day. A sick death row inmate set to die by lethal injection this week has had a special pillow made to help him breathe as they kill him. Oh. The report on Alva Campbell, who's going to be executed at the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility for the murder of a Columbus teenager 20 years ago. He suffers from chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder. He's been smoking 4, 5, 6 packs a day. So why don't these? Why spend all the money?
Just, I know. I agree with you. Smoke 5 packs a day. I mean, that's a lot of cigarettes. You're just smoking from start to finish.
Yeah, he's lighting one off of the other.
Why don't you just let him? I mean, if he's going to die anyway, let him die a more painful death of lung cancer.
There's no common sense. Thank you, Victoria. He doesn't. They can't find any veins in this guy because he doesn't have any. So he's about ready to die anyway. So why waste the time and the money? He's been sitting rotting in jail for 20 years. Does anybody think any of this makes any sense?
No.
It's just, you know, he's in a wheelchair. They're wheeling him in to the execution room in a wheelchair. And, I mean, what they should have done to him is what he did to the kid. He shot this teenager in the head, in the trunk of his own car, and he got the death penalty for that. That's what they should have done with him. They shoot him in the head 20 years ago. Does that sound too harsh?
Well, you're asking the wrong person.
I don't like the death penalty.
Two ladies.
I'm not a death penalty person, but in some circumstances, it really begs. This kind of stuff screams for something other than what has been done.
Yeah. I was never a death penalty person, but I always tell the story about my friend who lost her grandparents to the night stalker, Richard Ramirez. And for her, it was something that she needed to have happen to get closure. And, you know, in that case, what do you say? If it brings closure to the victims to have these people dispatched from the planet, well, then there you go.
Did he get, I don't know that story, but did he get,
he died in prison. He had hepatitis or something like that. Yeah. He raped her grandmother, ate their grandfather's eyeballs. I mean,
there's
no reason for someone to be on the planet that has that sickness and that disease.
I suppose he goes after he leaves the planet. That's
and maybe
like
as good Christians, we're not supposed to judge that. But you know what? Yeah. He made it really hard not to judge it.
Well, I can be a bad Christian and say heave ho.
Yep.
All right, I got a solution, though, for the problem for this guy. They can call up My Pillow and get a pillow.
Want to know something funny? Right when you started that segment, I texted Victoria and said, what are the chances this leads to a My Pillow spot? Right on.
I was like, oh, man, I hope not. Oh, I hope not.
Come on.
There is.
This is great. Kara's going to
be kinda... Never one to disappoint.
Kara's got it. Good for you, Kara.
Thank you.
You got 2 points for me for that.
You're going to get a call from Mike Lindell later.
I know. Like, please stop. Don't relate My Pillow to the death penalty creeper.
Mike Lindell is the originator of the My Pillow, if you didn't know that.
Oh, jeez.
But you know what? People will remember. The message here is simple, clean, and pure. We all know how great the My Pillows are. All right? So if we don't... You know, this guy is going to use a My Pillow to get the needle. But you, however...
Oh my God. That's literally the only thing you didn't say. When Kara texted me that, I said, you know what? He's going to suggest that they send a My Pillow to this guy as he's getting lethal injection because it's the best pillow for COPD or whatever his issues are. And you went there. I mean...
I didn't disappoint any of you under the circumstances. But people will remember the message here is to get the...
the message is, if anyone wants to advertise with us, we've got an opening now.
I think we should maybe stop and restart this again.
MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, and buy one of the premium MyPillows, just like the one... Actually, you know what we can do? Is we'll buy one for us and we'll send one to the prison. Because they give you buy one and you get one free. So send a free one to the prison for this guy.
I'll let you do that with yours. I don't want to do that with my free pillow.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to be a nice guy at the end. This guy. Help him out a little bit on his way out. My Pillow. One premium pillow you pay for, you get a second one free at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. All right? MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for the free pillow. 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Time to think a little about some music, so let's focus first on Miss Shakira. Is that Ms. Shakira? Or just Shakira?
Mrs. Shakira now.
Oh, she's married? Who's she married to?
To a really hot soccer player.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a little envy in your voice there, Karen?
Wow.
Just a little bit.
She has postponed her...
I tried to pick Kara up yesterday.
You did?
She did. She called me in the middle of the afternoon with one of her coworkers and, tried to set me up on a date across country.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that before or after you talked to me, Jennifer?
It was before.
Really?
And it was actually because we were having a few technical problems, but I thought, hey, why not kill two birds with one stone?
It's not the guy who vapes all over your office, is it?
Yeah, of course it is.
Kara already doesn't like him.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I want to know who it is because I know the people that
You know here. Matt.
Yeah. Matt needs a haircut.
No, he's got one. He looks sharp.
Usually when I see him, though, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. He's not looking too sharp.
No. Well,
to be fair, neither am I, so I guess
that's
a match.
I will tell you
they work the same hours, though. That sounds like a match.
He's actually a good kid. I quite like him. He's a good, he's a very thoughtful young gentleman who works. What, you don't think he's thoughtful?
No, I do. I'm
just teasing. He's very, very helpful. Very nice to me. Very nice. But he realizes I'm a star. Maybe that's why he's...
Well, if we can't get Kara, Shakira's hot soccer player husband, then maybe we'll have to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah. All right, so meanwhile, back at Shakira, postponing her world tour till 2018 because of a vocal hemorrhage. Oh, I don't have that same thing happen to me later on. The announcement comes just a week after she canceled a couple of concerts because her vocal cords needed a rest. She tweeted, quote, "For the last 5 months, I've been wholly dedicated to preparing my El Dorado World Tour. However, these past few days, just before my first concerts, they've been the hardest of my career. Toward the end of October, in the home stretch of my rehearsals, I felt a strange hoarseness that impeded my singing. The doctors, upon examination, detected that I had suffered a hemorrhage on my right vocal cord." Good God. "I went into vocal rest, but unfortunately the hemorrhage doesn't appear to have reabsorbed, and my nightmare continues," she writes. And she apologized to her team. She's got 60 people at work on all of this stuff. Yeah, that's one of the things people don't understand, how
all
when you go on tour
people.
Like this, all of the people behind the scenes that are working on these things. Wow. She apologized to a fan, said, quote, I hope to overcome this difficult trial and return to the stage as soon as possible. And once again, hear your voices singing along with mine. So, don't we think she's okay, isn't she? She's not, like,
yeah,
kind of off the charts.
No,
egomaniac.
She's not as popular in the U.S. as she is everywhere else in the world, but her popularity is unbelievable. Yeah.
And how old is she? 20? You tell me, 24, 25?
No, she's older than that. I would say late 20s, maybe early 30s. Yeah, she's a bit older.
No. Really?
I think so. She's been around for quite a while, so unless she started when she was like 16 or something, I thought she was already in her 20s when she started. I don't know. Somebody Google it.
All right, meanwhile, while you're doing that, let's move on to train. Move the train down the tracks just in time.
She's 40.
She is?
Yeah,
she's 40. Great.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so train lead singer Pat Monahan.
2 months to look just as good.
Has announced the drop of Juniper wine, follow-up to his previous California-sourced range of Save Me wines from the San Francisco Wine Company. He's teamed with the winemaker James Foster. Do you know him, Jennifer?
I don't know.
You know all about wine people. $20 portfolio of wines. So that means that $20 a bottle, or you can buy a bunch of bottles for $20.
I would imagine $20 a bottle sounds about right.
Yeah. Cabernet Sauvignon bottle. From the heart of Australia, Pinot Noir. Is that how you pronounce that, Pinot Noir?
Cabernet Sauvignon and Pinot Noir, sure.
From San Benito area. Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand.
Sauvignon Blanc.
It's getting worse.
So shall I just stop while I'm not ahead?
No, I like it. It's good.
You like the wine, or you like my mispronunciation?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Four after the hour now. This is the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, thankfully. Victoria Keevan is here, thankfully. Kara Schillen is here, thankfully. Because my voice is not as strong, but my brain works overtime when my mouth doesn't work as well as my as it's supposed to. Sometimes I don't always put my brain into gear before I put my mouth into motion. And but I'm feeling like I do right now, though I think more about how to present things of interest and importance. So, with that in mind, I was actually thinking about this as we talked sports. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is not because I have any real great interest in sports talk radio. Mike Francesa, who's been the afternoon host of a program in New York City, I'm sure that your husband listens to him with abandon because he's the big kahuna in New York on WFAN. Mm-hmm. He's retiring. don't think he's going to retire. As a matter of fact, I think he's going to work for the same company that your husband's working for, doing a podcast. I think that's where he's going. There may be a little juice there. But the point isn't what he's doing. The point is that they have replaced him with three people. And they're making a big deal out of it because one of them is a woman. And so I wanted to probe with each one of you why it is that people get so excited about women who are sports reporters or who are just interested in sports. It has always interested me. This fun, I think it was 20, 25 years ago when the first woman sort of got into this, and it was here in Boston, matter of fact. And then it's just spread. But why is it that people are so, is it because there's a sexual connotation that women are not supposed to be involved in sports, not supposed to know anything about sports? What is the fascination and why? I think it's sexist, frankly, to figure that a guy would know more about sports than a woman. Am I right or not?
I think it's possible that women can know more than guys. I just think that it's usually traditionally a male-dominated field, and a lot of that has to do
with Aren't we breaking down all these traditions?
Well, yeah, but I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that women weren't allowed in the locker room for a long time. They didn't have the access that other men would have in delivering the stories about the whatever sport they were covering.
Well, because you see your husband working in this field every day, Victoria, mm-hmm. Do you have any interest? Have you ever had any interest in doing sports on the radio or in some public way?
You know, it's funny. Since we've been together, he has constantly told me that I should do sports.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I've always been kind of conflicted about it because while I do enjoy being a casual fan of, you know, hockey and football, and I'm not really that into baseball or basketball, but I also have respect for the game and for the broadcasters and for the fans.
Yeah.
And so I don't, you know, there are a lot of girls that I see on these, you know, various shows, not so much in radio. Radio is not really where I have an issue with, but like a lot of girls on TV, you know, they're like the kind of bubblegum sideline reporters, and they're just there to like wear a cute outfit. And you know that they don't really know a whole lot, or they just don't come across as that knowledgeable. Wow. And that's part of the problem because men see right through that. And, you know, it's kind of like an insult to the game and to other reporters who are actually really good and really know their stuff. So I never wanted to be one of those girls. So I guess
one of my dreams as growing up was to be like a play-by-play person for hockey. I used to want to do that desperately. And
you'd be the first, right?
Well, you know, there have been a couple who have done color. I don't know if they've been the actual play-by-play person, but like Cammy Granato is one that I can think of. But yeah, you're right. There aren't very many, that's for sure, that have actually been able to do play-by-play in any sport. I mean, think about baseball or football.
Yep.
I mean, and there's no reason for that other than there's just been a glass ceiling for women in that field.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting to see the hoopla that's being made over this, as that radio station may have the best ratings in the city. Sports talk is really fantastically popular. There's two sports stations in Boston, and they're always vying back and forth with one another for the one or two position in the ratings. And because they're all being sold this week, there was a big fight. Okay, which one of the stations are we going to keep, and where's the other one going to go, and you know, that kind of stuff. Boston is fanatical. But as I say that, I don't think there are any women on either one of the stations, frankly. So I don't think that would
be... No, I don't think so.
But in a way, purely as a ratings booster, men... Well, you just said... I think what I heard you say, Jennifer, was that men don't think women in it have credibility, but they can prove their credibility with their knowledge, can't they? If you sound... I mean, what you just described...
And there are some, yeah.
Like... What Jennifer just described sounded more like or as much like Fox News as it did the sports stuff. Because all those blonde bimbos that were on Fox for years that didn't know anything about anything, they were just sitting there with their legs crossed and, you know, pump up bras, and that was it. They didn't have to know anything. They just sit there and smile, and people wanted to watch it. Ailes was brilliant when it came to that kind of stuff. But sooner or later, you know, you see through all of that, and it sort of doesn't last.
You know, and it's, but, right, and part of the other problem is that when there are a few women who are good, like Pam Oliver kind of springs to mind as a sideline reporter. I've watched her for years, and I think she was great. And she got replaced with Erin Andrews because, and Erin Andrews can't even hold a candle to Pam Oliver, in my opinion. So, I mean, Pam Oliver basically said, I got too old, and they replaced me. So it's like you can be really good at what you do as a female sports reporter, but then you still have, like, you know, the age thing up against you. And it doesn't happen for men.
Let's go one step.
People don't take you seriously.
All right.
I think in Pam Oliver's case, though, I think people did.
They did.
Yeah, it's because she was good at what she did, and then, you know, she aged out, and then they replaced her with a younger model.
Can we go one step further with this and talk about women who are comics, comedians,
mm-hmm.
and how people look at them? And I use a couple of the current, what's her face? The one that's vulgar.
Amy Schumer?
Amy Schumer. But there are others. Every once in a while I stop on the Comedy Channel just to see what's there. And it's not, especially if there's a woman there, because I want to, you know, most of the people that are on these shows aren't funny to begin with.
What, and how people react to vulgar female comedians versus male comedians?
Yeah, or why do women, why does anybody, I guess maybe that's the question, Carrie, maybe you bring up the bigger question. Why do people have to be vulgar or think they have to be vulgar in order to be funny? Is that kind of
not everyone does.
There's a thing in comedy, though, where to be funny now you have to push the envelope, and it seems like everybody's just pushing off a cliff. And sometimes,
but is it really funny?
It gets them in trouble. I mean, you look at Kathy Griffin holding up Donald Trump's head. I mean, she thought that was funny because she was pushing the envelope, and it blew up on her. So, I mean, at some point people snap back and go, well, maybe that's not all that appropriate.
It is kind of an interesting conundrum, though. I mean, I think that people generally, if you like Amy Schumer, then you like her brand of humor. And I think that she just has kind of a big personality, so you either like her or don't like her. But it is mm-hmm. interesting. I mean, we've talked about Louis C.K. a lot over the past few days and how his entire comedy routine was about, you know, like
truth.
kind of gross turned stuff out. And vulgar stuff and stuff that was true in his life. And, you know, people think he's funny. In shows I've seen him on, I think he's funny. And right. so it is kind of funny, like, what is accepted or not accepted and who it's accepted by. I think that some people are just turned off, and I think that you might be one of them, kind of turned off by people in general.
You being
but
me?
By the, yeah, you being yeah. you, Doug, like, yeah. turned off by the idea of a woman being vulgar. And I don't necessarily think that's, like, sexist or anything. I just think that... I don't even know
why men have to be vulgar. I remember going to see Lewis Black, who I... got to know about 10 years ago because I was with Jon Stewart and went to the studio and spent a day there, and then I followed his career. And I thought he was pretty funny until I saw his act. And then I didn't think it was so funny because it was so vulgar.
I mean, Lewis isn't really that vulgar, but that's... I mean, really? I don't think of him as vulgar at all, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess my...
That's, you must be really sensitive then. I mean, he's political and stuff, but he's not really vulgar.
You heard me. How sensitive do you think I really am? I'm not a prude, but I just think there are other things that are... You know, Bob Newhart, to me, is funny. Johnny Carson was funny. I remember seeing Johnny Carson performing when I was in college in Cleveland. He was hysterical and never used any... maybe this is ageism. 44 after the hour. Don't forget to get your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus, has CoQ10 in it, free bottle, 800-355-1493. Call that number right now. Why would you want to get something that helps you feel better? Krill Omega 50 with the CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil and CoQ10. One small little capsule delivers big results for your heart, for your muscles, your brains, your joints. So call 800-355-1493 right now while you're thinking about it. Pay for shipping and that's it. Couple of bucks. Free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Well, what do we have here? America Recycles Day, and we're going to celebrate that with a focus on blue jeans. Blue jeans going green, in fact, if you want to have a play on words. Andrea Samber is here, co-director of the Strategic Alliances. The cotton folks have put forth an effort, consumer effort, to have us understand how we can reuse these. What do we not know? Andrea, hi, welcome. What do we not know as consumers about all of the, maybe we'll start with jeans, but clothing in general? What happens to clothing, used clothing? My friend was cleaning out her closets and giving a lot of the stuff away that she had in her closet. But I wonder if there's a more universal way, and maybe because today is America Recycles Day, we can get people focused on what to do with the old so that they can bring in the new, right?
That's right. Good morning, Doug. I'm happy to talk to you about it. Cotton Incorporated has been running this recycling program since 2006 because the average U.S. American has 7 pairs of jeans in their closet and 7 pieces of denim.
All right, let's go around the room. Hold on just a second. I want to find out, Victoria, how many pairs of jeans do you have?
Oh, geez. I'd say in the current rotation, probably 6.
Okay. Kara, how many have you got?
I probably have 10, but only like 3 or 4 pairs that I wear on a regular basis.
Right. You'd be surprised to know I have at least a dozen. I may have 15.
Wow.
Pairs of jeans. All right. So, and mine, some of them stick around longer than they probably should, Andrea. So which, what should I do with them?
Well, once they're no longer something you want to wear or should wear or can wear, the Blue Jeans Go Green program really is an interesting and unique way of recycling. It basically takes the old denim and gives it a new life as ultra-touch denim insulation, which diverts textile waste from landfills. And ultimately, this insulation is provided to communities across the U.S. for building efforts.
So insulation, like the insulation you put in your house?
You are correct. It's post-consumer recycled denim that makes this building insulation. It comes from natural cotton fiber. It looks blue. You can see little bits and pieces of the denim in there, but it's an alternative to the pink stuff that we know from the old days. And it does. It entirely comes from recycled denim from consumers across the U.S.
So, you know, it shocks me that over 600 tons of this stuff has been saved from landfills. This is very significant, in fact, when you think about it. Who would have thunk it?
That's right. Since 2006, we've had over 1.7 million pieces of denim contributed to recycling through Blue Jeans Go Green. And that, as you said, has contributed to diverting textile waste, over 600 tons of textile waste from landfills, which is fantastic. And I think the idea of giving consumers something to feel really good about, that their denim has sort of a new home, pun intended, as building insulation, helping build homes with Habitat for Humanity. We provide the insulation to various affiliates across the country. We provide the insulation to civic-minded buildings like hospitals and museums and battered women's shelters. So it's a really unique program and a good way to it gives people a good feeling about doing something new with their old
cotton. Cotton is safe. Cotton is natural. It's good for the environment. Nobody's going to be hurt by having this used for insulation. In fact, it's a brilliant idea. So those of you who have extra blue jeans around like I do, don't make any difference how old they are, how new they are, male or female, go to bluejeansgogreen.org. That's bluejeansgogreen.org and take advantage of this opportunity to do something really good with those old jeans. Thanks for telling us the story, Andrea. Good to have you here. Andrea Samber at 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
At 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. In fact, actually, well, Warren's on this program every day. He has fabulous tips that will help you in training, help you take care of your dog, your cat, understanding what it is that you need in terms of attitude adjustment to let your dog or cat know that they're really in charge. All of those things Warren helps you with. He's got a great weekend show. It's called The Pet Show, interestingly enough. You can catch it on radio stations all around the country. Go to petshow.com or Eckstein.com. People don't know how to spell your last name. It's Eckstein. For those of you who don't know how to spell it, now you do. There'll be a quiz on this, by the way, later on. Meanwhile, focus on a bunch of dogs that were rescued from a breeder. You won't believe this story. And what do you do if your dog has gas? Right after this.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Agwunobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
Ow, ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow, ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
56 past the hour. Okay, so Warren, these bulldogs, dozens of them, up for adoption after being rescued this week from a breeder in Westminster, California, which I believe is in Orange County. You're close to that. How in the world did this guy get away with this for as long as he did?
It's amazing to me, Doug, how this continues to go on, not only here in California, but all over the country. In Pennsylvania, the Amish are breeding these dogs. It's these puppy mills. What they do, and especially they sell a lot of them on Craigslist, these people do is they'll get a couple of puppies, don't care what they are, breed them. Some of the dogs coming out, and I saw some photos last night, you can tell that some of the bulldogs and the French bulldogs that were rescued, because their teats were so big, must have been bred at least 10, 15, maybe even more than that. They're all kept in wire cages in a small garage, and hopefully they have been rescued. There's a lot of medical bills. Hopefully they'll find out. But here's the bottom line. The way to stop this is if people would just stop buying dogs. If they would stop, in other words, if you want to get a dog from a breeder, a reputable breeder, you really need to check them out like you would check out a pediatrician for your kid. The bottom line is, why not go to a shelter and adopt a dog? Why not adopt one of these bulldogs that needs a home? Bottom line is, this cruelty goes on, and as long as people buy dogs on Craigslist or go into a pet store to buy a dog from a puppy mill, they're going to find people like this to make money. It's that simple.
Here's one of these neglected dogs that is recovering after his leg fell off because it was maggot infested.
Yeah, unbelievable story. And I don't even know. And yet, you know what's going to happen? The guy will probably get a slap on the wrist, maybe 6 months in jail and $1,000. For me, he should get the guillotine.
All right, so if you want to help out, go to wagspetadoption.org. WAGS is Westminster Adoption Group and Services. It's WAGS. Pet adoption, one word, wagspetadoption.org. You may be able to help out. I'm going to look at it myself, frankly. All right, what do we do if our dog or cat? Cats would never admit to having gas anyway, right? Even if
well, you know, cats are tiny, so, you know, a little cat gas isn't going to take over like a Great Dane, you know. A lot of people joke about it. We all joke about it. Blame it on the dog. The dog is gassy. He can clear the room. The paper's coming off the walls because of the dog. The bottom line is a gassy dog can be more than just an inconvenience. It could be a problem. So a small amount of gas, stomach gurgling or flatulence is normal. But very often, it's not normal. It's frequent, and it's a real important thing to get your dog or your cat to the vet. And I'll tell you why. Generally speaking, excessive gas is due to a bad diet. Does that mean you're feeding your dog bad? It may not. It may just mean that you're not feeding the right food. By the way, let me just throw this in there. Certain breeds, like with the Pushtun Faces, Boston Terriers, Boxers, Bulldogs, and Pugs, more apt to get flatulence than other dogs because they're Pushtun Faces. And one more thing, if your dog is gassy, try raising his food about the height of a shoebox off the ground. Sometimes if it's down on the ground, it's
yes.
Too much gas.
Right. Feed them off the ground, not on the ground or on the floor. That's right. I remember that, learning that. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on DH.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.